Today's gospel passage, Jesus talks about the fact that God is paying attention. Not just paying attention, but God is paying extremely close attention. So much so that God can tell you how many sparrows there are in the world at any given moment, and not a single sparrow falls to the ground except that God is aware of it. It even says that all of the hairs on our head are counted, which I'm going to say maybe for some people means a little bit more than others. Some of us, we probably have easier heads to count than others. That would be me, of course. But, you know, one of the things that Jesus is talking about in so many of the passages that we have in the Bible is this notion that human beings don't need to worry, and that the very element of worrying isn't a good thing. See this strange phenomena among us human beings sometimes, where people will talk about the fact that they have a problem, or they have many problems, or they have something that is really weighing upon them. And they say it in a way that is designed to both convey that they are struggling with something while simultaneously being sort of a pat on the back, you know, a little self-congratulatory pat on the back, where people might say something like, boy, I am so busy. You can't believe how busy I am. I just don't have time for anything. I know I say this all the time myself. Or they will say, boy, I've just got so many things bothering me right now, so many things I'm trying to keep track of, so many things I'm worried about. And it's almost as though we're trying to both simultaneously convince others and ourselves that we're doing the right thing by being so invested in the life that we're leading that we just are overwhelmed by it. I think humans have this notion that we have to justify our existence. That if we cannot prove to others that, of course we care so much, we care so much about what's going on around us, we care so much about our lives, so much about our jobs, so much about our families, that we're overwhelmed by how much we care about it. We're overwhelmed by how much we worry about it. And Jesus seems to indicate that this is actually not the right thing to do. I don't mean to say that he seems to indicate. He directly says explicitly that's not the right way to be. And when we human beings, we want people to know that we're invested in things that we really, really care about. And so sometimes we will convey that investment by being worried, by being fearful, by expressing to others that we are worried and fearful. And, you know, certainly as a parent, you know, you sort of think as a parent of young children, especially when they're babies, if I can just get my children to a certain point in their life when they can stand on their own two feet, when they're ready to go out into the world, when they're ready to face their jobs or their careers or their own families, then I can relax. Then I can step back. Then I can stop worrying. But of course, as a parent now of older children who have reached that phase in their life, I can tell you, you just find new things to worry about. Their problems are less, what grade will they get on their grade card, or, you know, how well are they doing in, you know, their favorite hobby, sports, dance, whatever. Now your worries are more like, you know, are they going to have a successful career? How's their boss? Are they picking out a place to live in the right neighborhood? Are they going to be safe driving back and forth to work? You know, as a parent, there's just an endless list of things that we can, and probably oftentimes do, worry about. But that doesn't necessarily make worry a virtue. And that's the problem. That as people, sometimes I think we want to demonstrate how invested we are, how much we love our spouse, our children, our friends, our family, our job, whatever it is that we're invested in. And I think that we give ourselves a pass on the sin of worry because we say, but, you know, okay, we're not supposed to do that, but it is, isn't it good that I really care that much? Isn't it good that I really am that invested? Isn't it good that I love this person, this job, this event, this whatever, so much that I'm going to, you know, really invest myself in worrying about it. And of course, as a human, and from, I guess, a human perspective of wisdom, we oftentimes do think, yeah, that's a good thing to do. That's a virtue. I really care. But when Jesus speaks to his disciples and to the larger crowd on the whole, he's not saying to them, don't care about the people that you love, don't care about your own life, don't care about your work. He's saying, don't worry, because all of this is ultimately in God's hands. So the question is whether we are invested in loving the people around us, loving the work that we're called to do in this life, whether it's being a parent or being a professional or being a spouse, or are we invested in that in such a way that we lean first and foremost on our own strength, on our own wisdom, on our own abilities? What Jesus is saying is that when you invest in something you love wholly and completely, and you lean entirely on your own strength and wisdom, you're going to worry, because there will be an infinite number of unknowns that you are going to not be able to face, because you're not omniscient, you're not all-powerful, you are not already aware of what happens in the future, because you're not God. So if you're relying wholly and completely on your own strength, then yeah, you're going to worry. You're going to be fearful. And here's the thing. No matter how hard that you worry about someone or something that you love, you can't change it. You can't change the outcome of the future by worrying about the future. Because, of course, that's not how time works. We're not all powerful beings. We can anticipate things and plan for things, and the Bible certainly says there's nothing wrong with anticipating and planning. And Jesus says on multiple occasions, you should count the cost of whatever activity that you set out to do, whether it is your family, your job, or your faith. You should count the cost ahead of time and be aware that you may be called upon to pay certain things forward. But Jesus says, you can't, however, control the future. And that's where we as human beings, we really struggle. Because we love things, we love people, we love jobs, we love, you know, positions of importance that we have. We do these things out of love. And we want the best to happen. And so we want to feel empowered to control what is going to be the outcomes of these things, whether it's raising children or, you know, mowing your lawn. I mean, lately, we haven't had much control over the weather, have we? Thank the Lord for that wonderful rain we had a couple of weeks ago that broke our drought. Because to be perfectly frank, there were a lot of farmers who had made lots and lots of preparations for what their crop was going to be, what their fields were going to yield, who were suddenly looking out at the dried, parched, cracked earth and wondering, am I going to get anything out of this? And yes, worrying. Because, of course, there was nothing that they could do to make the sky open up and rain. We're just awfully thankful that it eventually did. But God is speaking to us in today's text. Jesus says specifically, your Father in heaven knows what is best for you. Your Father in heaven has a plan for you. Your Father in heaven can control tomorrow, does know what's going to happen tomorrow. Your Father in heaven can give you and will give you the strength to face what is really an unknown future to us, but a perfectly known future to God. And that in doing so, if we're willing to wholly and completely put our trust in God, then we can set worry aside, because it's no longer in our power. It's in God's power. And again, that doesn't mean that we don't make preparations and think ahead and be responsible with God's resources. It just means that once we've done all that we can do, we place it entirely and squarely in God's hands and say, and now I trust you. Now I give you my fears. I give you my anxieties. I give you my worries. I give these things to you because I cannot carry them myself, but you can. And you will. And that's the beauty of our relationship with God, is we have a God who not only not only says to us, don't worry, he says to us, I'll worry for you. And of course, when God worries, it's different than us. God simply plans for what he knows is going to happen. And God has the power to deal with whatever it is that is going to happen, which is totally different than us. So I guess I would say to you, it is great to be invested in the things that we love. And Jesus touches on this near the end of our scripture passage today when he says, whoever does not hate their father and mother, hate their children, cannot love me. And that sounds really harsh. And of course, Christ isn't encouraging us to go out and actively hate our family members. What he's saying is that worry comes from loving something more than God. Because when we love something more than God, we cease to trust God to take care of all the other things we love. Because then we start seeing ourselves as the source of hope for the things that we love and not God in heaven first. So Jesus isn't saying, you know, go out and dislike your children because they're awful brats. What God is saying is love me most. When you love me most, then you will trust me to care for all of these other things in your life. And you can stop worrying. And I'll tell you right now, as a parent, it's easier said than done, but I know in my prayers every night, I pray that God takes my children in his hands and does marvelous and wonderful things in their life. I pray for trust in God, that I can trust God with my life, with the lives of all those that I care about, because I know that I can. Now, the human part of me struggles against that, and so, of course, I struggle against that human part of me in prayer, in trust, in hope, and I'm sure if we're all willing to do that, then we can begin to see those fears, those worries, and those concerns begin to dissolve. Great thing about not being in a state of panicked worry, and that is, among other things, you're more able to actively prepare for what the future is going to bring, because your mind and your heart isn't burdened down with the enormous weight and energy of worry. And worrying can use up an enormous quantity of our resources that are probably a whole lot better spent listening for God's wisdom and actually acting in our lives in the moment in ways that we can act. Instead of being paralyzed by fear about what the future is going to bring, we have the energy to better prepare in the day that we have. And in this, God enables us by taking on that burden of the future, enables us to live in today.